So we're on a train. And we're going to Brighton.
That can only mean one thing.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
We're going to have to come back later.
What?
I said we're going to have to come back later.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I didn't hear that. Yeah. Now that you've ruined my eardrums. So it's the 13th? 14th. 13.
No, it's 25 past 11.
Of May. It's 25 past 11 of May.
It's 25 past May.
25 past May.
And we're on the way to Brighton to the usual.
The Magnificent Seven?
The Magnificent...
No.
Well, the Magnificent
good,
Nine.
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Well, I know further.
I know who the ugly one is.
Oh, you bitch. Well, you bold. I know. They made a film about it sometime. I know that much.
Yeah. Starring Lee Van Cleef. Yeah. Great name, really? Lee Van Cleef, isn't it? Lee Van Cleef?
Yeah, not...
He's one of them.
It is a good name. Yeah, I quite liked Eli Wallach.
Yeah.
That was a good name as well.
Well, I know you like a lot of old Wallachs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this is
rapidly turning.
At least we're
on Hayward Heath Station before it
for
turned
change,
to it.
Before, yeah.
Well, I've been lonesome and I've been blue. Well, I've been wandering without you, like some unknown from deep inside. You followed me, you said you'd try. Well, I've been away from you, and I'm over you. It's just a day and days before the sun's been knocking at my door, but I would always have you near. You said you'd change, you shed a tear, but I've been away from you, I'm over you. I wanna live. Well, I wanna live. I wanna lie down with my skinny blues. The time away, it seems, has hardly got the best of me. We rode through miles of deep blue seas and island sands. We made a home, and I waited. Acoustic romance, is it over, my love? Is it over this time around? Well, I wanna live, and I wanna live. I wanna lie down with my skinny
TGE number 9, PCP 493. I hope you've all enjoyed it. That was Skinny Blues by Jeremy Loops. Jeremy Loops comes out of Cape Town in South Africa, one of many people we saw at The Great Escape, the first of many. Very, very good indeed. The track was called Skinny Blues. As I said, you can find him at jeremyloops.com. Yes, it was me and Clithers and Grumbler, as ever, doing our usual stuff at The Great Escape. And find out more, what we've got to, after this.
Day 2.
Isn't it?
What do we think of day 1, then? Well,
it's an unusual day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's still a 24 hours and things like that. What was unusual about for you then?
It was brighter and it rained a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which normally, so we get a bit of rain, but nothing that's going to just keep us moist all day.
Well, we kept moist all day because we stayed indoors and drank lots of beer, didn't we?
We did, exactly. Didn't see a lot of bands, did we?
No, I mean, yeah. I need to rectify that situation. Yeah. A bit more, a bit less beer, a bit more bands. But then again, that's normal with day two, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the one band that we caught the end of in the Spiegel tent was good.
It was good.
Jeremy Loops.
Good.
Jeremy Loops. Excellent. Good show, I thought. Good music, good show. Good individual performances.
Indeed.
Yeah, a lot of energy. It's
side line, I'll be there, then come on home to me.
stuff. That was Gabriella Papillon, one of the many artists that came all the way from Norway, from Nova Scotia and Canada, up to the Great Escape, as they often do, as they always do. It's always some kind of Canadian group. Usually it's Nova Scotia. It's occasionally been sort of other areas, but that was one of them. She was Gabriella Papillon. You can find out at gabriellepapillon.com. That was a track called Go Into the Night, which apparently is about a grandfather who did go out into the night. A lighthouse keeper, went out into the night to help save somebody, left his pregnant wife behind, and never returned, but that was her grandfather, and he's still singing about it. Very nice it was too. So we're now in the Spiegel tent.
Yeah, indeed we are.
And we've been here for at least four, how many pints?
Not as many pints as we were for the sausage.
Indeed.
At least, not yet.
And we've seen a band do a sound check.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, I thought they were called Soundcheck. Oh!
If only. So, are we enjoying ourselves?
We are.
Well, you've been down to the beach, haven't you?
Nearly as far as the beach. I went as far as the end of Brighton Pier.
And what was it like?
The shore end of Brighton Pier. It was wet and cold.
Wet and cold.
Wet and cold.
But tomorrow is going to be bright and sunny, apparently.
Well, it's sunny, it's going to be bright.
Right, next two tracks go, they're interesting. The first of which is a band called Oracles. Kind of a bit unfortunate because that's one of the companies I used to work for, but you can find them at oraclesparadise.com. They're from Berlin in Germany, and this is Journey Back to Dawn.
In the time of life. systems and go. This is the beginning. You'll make it with me. This is not virtual. This is not video. Your body believes.
Humanize by Le Galaxy. They were a band we went to see. Well, Clithers and I went to see them. Well, Mr. Grumbler went off and got himself tattooed. He was always talking about this. He's been talking about this for many, many years, and he went even off and got, actually got himself sorted out. So we went to a bit of a gay rave up at one of the pubs in Brighton and saw Le Galaxy. You can find them at legalaxy.net. That's LEGALAXIE.net, based out of Dublin. Very good. Really enjoyed that one. That was a track called Humanize. Prior to that, we saw a band. Clithers and I. Clithers had gone on at that point, and it was just Gumbrew and I at that point watching a band called Oracles with a track called Journey Back to Dawn. Find them at oraclesparadise.com, based out of Berlin, Germany. Fantastic. We all three got back together and saw this next band from Melbourne, Australia. This is Flying Colours.
keep wondering about the answer. Eyes closed, you're inside my head. The fire is lit. I have to go to work, go to win, not to confess. You would never get it. I have to hide away in my own mess. Oh, you've never been alone. You've never been alone, no. It's time to let you go.
The first of two tracks was Wavy Gravy by Flying Colours. That's Flying Colours with two Y's, based out of Melbourne, Australia. And they drenched us in reverb and lots of wonderful sounds from psychedelia at a place we love to go to called The Hope. Nice, sweaty little bar with fantastic sound and fantastic bands played there. That was Wavy Gravy. And then after that, we heard a lady. We rounded off day two's evening with a lady called Andrea Balanci. Based out of Paris in France, and that was a track called You'd Never Been Alone. It was just basically her with a series of computers and noises that she'd made earlier, and it was rather wonderful. That was very, very nice indeed. AndreaBalanci.com is where you'll find her. And then there was day three.
This train does not stop at Wooden Hill.
So we're on the station, and we haven't got a train waiting for us. Like we have the last 2 days, but we're back here. So, day two, thoughts?
Good day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aside from the fact that we walked 18 kilometres or something of that nature.
Yeah, I had a nice sit down for an hour.
Yeah. you sat down for an hour while somebody mutilated your body while we went to a gay rave.
We did, didn't we?
We did.
I can't remember who we saw yesterday that was just so, so good.
Yeah.
The Irish.
Yeah. Which one of us had the worst time? I wonder.
Oh. No, they were.
Well, there were a lot of pricks involved in both cases.
And four in a row in both cases.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm still sore.
It's two of us. No, no, stop it, stop it. Oh, the train's going to go now.
It is.
So we wait for the noise of the train departing before we say any more bollocks.
Well, we could wait for it to start before we stop saying any bollocks, and then wait.
Then we could, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
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 It's not going yet.
It's not. Well, it's going now.
Oh, it's now,
there,
yeah.
It goes, it goes.
It'd get on better if they didn't track those lumps of metal along the
way. Well, exactly, exactly.
Another band we heard from Durban in South Africa. We heard from a band from Cape Town to start off with, but that really started off the third day. They're called The Accidentals. You can find out more about them at mattvend.com, Matt Vend being the main guy. Full of energy, absolutely fantastic. Singing songs about his native Durban and the problems they're in. That was a track called Catastrophe. And then a bit later on in the day, we were sort of wandering down the seafront. The weather had improved, it was rather nice, and we heard this sort of noise from coming from outside the Fisherman's Museum. Yes, we had some Morris dancing. Rather nice, wasn't it? There were some white Morris dancers and black Morris dancers. And I don't mean ethnicity. I mean the fact they were painted or not. The white Morris dancers wear white costumes and are not blacked up in any way or wear no makeup.
and they were playing sort of, you know, happy little tunes. And then the Black Morris dancers were all done up in very, very dark gear, looking a bit like, almost like crows in many ways, with their peacock feathers and big black hats. The men completely blacked up on their faces, and the women with a sort of a variety of different arty designs on there, playing music that sounded pretty much the same. Although I suspect some of the vocals, if there had been any, would have been a bit more disturbing, should we say. I'm not quite sure the difference in black and white Morris, but I'm sure somebody out there does. But no dub reggae then, unfortunately, which was a bit of a shame. But there you go, that was it. Then we moved on, and by the end of the evening, we decided to have one last band before we went and got on the train home. They were called the Keston Club Cobblers Club, from Keston in Kent in England, and this was a track called Your Mother. It got us dancing, and afterwards we managed to sort of shrug off in the direction of the kebab house for the final kebab before we got on the train home.
You're stalling, holding on to pass the time. It's more than you can find, and the locks will hold. Though you will find your way around until you hit the ground. Though it's easy to bar you, it's not enough to saw you in half. It's just enough to laugh, and there's reason to smile when you are 10 feet in the sky. You want to dance. Well, now you have your chance. Cause she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, your silence, there is something that you want to say. But each time in your way, there's a special kind of violence, and it's changed the way you play the game. But this time you're the same. Oh, she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Silence, there is something that you want to say. But each time in your way, there's a special kind of violence, and it's changed the way you play the game. But this time you're the same. Oh, she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother. Oh, 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 she's been your mother.
That was the Keston Cobblers Club and a track called Your Mother. Nothing to do with that particular... That was the Keston Cobblers Club and a track called Your Mother. In fact, we all have one of those, don't we? KestonCobblers.club is where you'll find them. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, great stuff. So that was it. That was our ninth Great Escape. It was the 10th year it had been on, and was the 9th year we'd attended. We missed the first year. It's changed over the years. It's got a bit more professional in some ways. It's not as much fun as others. I certainly didn't blag as many CDs this year, and it was not quite as much of a sort of a place where I could get my hands on some really interesting stuff. And there was no bands really giving away anything, because you know that's the format. You know, nobody gives away CDs anymore. It's all downloads. It's all different. It's all different connections. But of course, we still managed to see some fantastic music, hear some fantastic music, and see some fantastic bands we would never have heard of otherwise. So that was it. That was PCP 493, and our countdown towards the end of at 500. Will I be coming back next year to give you a bit of an extra for TGE number 10? I don't know, really. I'll have to wait and see, won't you? Until then, see you soon, folks. PC Podcast.